It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. This Friday night at the Tibbetts, 7:30, that Coldwater Comedy Fest. Jeff Jenna joined us last week on the Tibbetts Talk to laugh along with us, and you'll laugh along with him and a couple other comedians this Friday night. But then next weekend, it's the young people's turn again as Tibbetts Young Audiences presents The Emperor's New Clothes, which is a musical adaptation of the tale of the vain emperor, and it's got about 50 area youth. We weren't able to fit them all in the studio here this morning, but we've got a bunch of them. We've got five of them here in the studio. So let's kind of run down the line here. Tell us who you are, where you go to school, and what your character is.
I am Anna Foster. I play the role of Empress Plumptoe, and I go to Union City Schools.
My name is Caitlin Collier. I play Coochie Plumptoe, and I go to Coldwater Middle School.
Okay. My name is Helen Blansett. I play Pookie Plumptoe, and I go to Coldwater Schools.
Okay.
My name is Lucas Stewart, and I play Emperor Plumptoe, and I go to Lakeland Elementary School.
Okay. My name is Brendan Zwicky. I play Snooky Plumptoe, and I go to Lake Middle School.
Okay, so you're the vain emperor right here then, right? Okay, so now this is a little twist on that. It's not the classic tale because of the music that's a part of it, right? So tell me about some of the cool songs that you guys get to sing.
One of my favorite songs might be Perry.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Okay, how about you guys? What are for you some of your favorite songs?
I like Celebrate.
Okay. Celebrate, okay. So now are these kind of like jazzy or poppy, or what kind of songs are they? Strange songs?
Types. The great thing about this show is they have a big range of songs from, they have Celtic in there, they have pop, they have basically every genre of music.
Okay. Well, very cool. And you guys get to put this together. As I said, huge cast for this. Did you guys know a lot of the other folks when you got started with the show, or are you meeting some new friends?
I've been doing plays for since I was like third grade. So, okay. Yeah, I know.
You know a lot of them, but you're meeting some new friends, though, too?
Yeah.
Because you got Coldwater, Union City, all over that they're involved with this with the show. And these are always kind of cool, too, usually with the costumes. Tell us about your costumes a little bit. Well, of course, the Emperor at some point doesn't have a costume, right? Tell us about some of the costumes you guys get to wear.
Well, they all are very ugly, I guess, is the best word to put it.
But in a good way, right?
In a good way.
Yes. It's really fun getting to wear these costumes.
So what's the king get to wear?
Just really big dress, gown, sparkly, mismatched.
Okay. Colors. Something you would normally wear to school then, right?
Yeah.
You probably get beat up in the playground if you wear that to school. But okay, so this is coming up again. So it's a Friday night, Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon. So it's the 21st, the 22nd, and then the 23rd for The Emperor's New Clothes. What do you think that the people will have the most fun about this show? What do you think they'll like? What do you think they'll most like about it?
When we come on stage in our underwear.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That is probably the funniest part.
Yeah.
The music numbers, too.
Okay. Yes. So overall, it's really going to be, you think, kind of a neat show?
Yeah.
For everybody to come and see? So, yeah. Well, it's great, and you guys get a chance to be on stage. Have you kind of felt, to see you guys have been to shows for a while, felt yourself grow through the years being on stage from, I'm sure for the first show, you're probably maybe a little nervous and a little shy, but now you guys are here doing this. In addition to being on stage, have you felt yourself grow?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yes. My confidence levels.
Yeah. And I mean, and that'll help you no matter what you do, whether you're on Broadway someday or not. So, well, break a leg with it. It's some of the cast members of The Emperor's New Clothes, again, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Tibbetts Opera House. And it's sponsored by Kiwanis International of Branch County. So appreciate their support for it as well. Twice a year, Tibbetts Young Audiences puts on a production. This one is the musical, The Emperor's New Clothes. Break a leg, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. On our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.